confidence that you can live alone?
No, I'm not so.
Why not confident yet?
Some of the things I need mommy.
Mommy not around, huh? Yeah, because I got the Parkinson. In fact, this Parkinson, due to depression also, not enough of sleep, worried. For me also, I don't know when, anytime. So I worry about his where he go, where he should go. Anyway, I also try to save as much as I can, keep some money for him, so that he, whatever thing he want to settle, he want to buy, at least got some money to do it.
慢慢走进来,
Ernest was premature born, that's why he got this type of problem. For him, at this stage, I find that if you want to do independently like normal people, it is impossible. So I always encourage you, you have to learn yourself. You know, later on, if I'm not around, who's going to take care of you? At least now he can hold the thing and walk. Then I try not to use the wheelchair. Wheelchair, once you get used to it, you don't want to change it, you're lazy, you don't want to walk.
Wow, I think it's high tide.
Looking at the camera.
Big smile.
Smile, walk. Go, let's go.
Last time he's the one, Even walking with the walking frame, he's the one. I was so angry, I said, you can walk, you don't want to walk. Then I threw away his walking frame. Sometimes you have to sleep with him. Then after that, he can do it by himself.
Come back. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Actually, I'm looking the house, small house for him, so that more freedom. The house I can pay for him, or not so expensive for maybe for 20 or 30 years. Then the expenses for the electric bill, like the conservancy, all this, you need to pay. Without the income coming in, very difficult. Unless you got work. So how? As a mother, I'll do my best. Of course, I hope he can do it himself. That's the best. If really cannot, he'll go to the home. No choice. No matter how, he still need to be independent. I cannot stay with him whole life.
When I first found out that Ben had Down syndrome, all I could do was look at medical books. And medical books are not very encouraging. They will speak a lot about the facial characteristics, all the medical issues. It was very bleak. It's only when you start to meet fellow parents, you start to have confidence and you implement their successes and avoid their mistakes, and then you slowly build the confidence to help them. I started planning for Ben ever since he was like 6 months old. At the time, I felt that Ben would go to a home, has a lot of medical bills, so I make sure that financially, I plan very well. Secondly, I make sure that he is well-disciplined. If he is not well-disciplined, if he goes out into the public and he misbehaves, you cannot blame the public for not being kind to him.
I wear all blue because it's a Singapore logo. Got 5 stars and 1 moon.
In most of my activities with Ben, I make sure the two brothers are also in. Joint responsibility, involve your other children, involve your mom, involve your sisters, because that is the community you have to reach out to. I mean, if you're not around, maybe the auntie will pop in to look after him for a while. So involve the community around you is very important.
We are heading to?
Toa Payoh.
So how many stops is that?
Two stops.
Two stops, okay.
I meet people and they ask me, what is your wish? I only wish to live 1 second more than Ben. For me as a mom, I cannot imagine my life without Ben. On the same token, I cannot imagine life for Ben without me. I think in terms of very basic independent living skills, Ben is quite there. I'm so worried, I'm afraid, I'm petrified, I have nightmares of what will happen to Ben if I'm not around. Yes, he will have a roof over his head, whether in his brother's home or in a provided home. He'll definitely have 3 meals on his table, no problem, he won't starve to death, not in Singapore. But what about his emotions? They have difficulty expressing their emotions, to tell you, oh, I miss mom. I've seen them physically decline the moment the main caregiver passes away. Now I try to open up his world a little bit more, and it's not just everything is mum and Ben. So he goes out with siblings, he has a lot more activities, he has friends and all that. So that in the event that I'm not around, I hope that he's also able to have a little bit of a semblance of his current life. So I treasure every moment I have with Ben.
Hey, how much do you earn your salary?
No, it must be secret.
Secret? Okay. You must not tell people how much you earn, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, secret, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all the parents, not only me, we always say we love all our children, right? So I wouldn't want to inconvenience her own life. This is the reason why I'm so determined to train Alan to be independent so that, you know, in future, right, he could just live the life he wants, like right now. Goes out and he has friends.
Yeah, here you go.
Mommy, you are beautiful, I know why.
His time, it was almost impossible to go to the so-called mainstream schools because the support was not there. So he went to mine's school. There was not so much pressure to academically to excel, and a lot of attention was on, like, for example, being independent, traveling, etc. That really could help him to build up his own confidence. The last year of schooling, Alan was fortunate enough, he was given opportunities to try at McDonald's and different companies, and eventually he got a job, you know, at a packing logistic company. Of course, the boss said, you know, this is not a school, this is not a care center, right? He has to be independent. In my heart, I was telling myself, this kind of opportunities, they don't come very easily, and I want him to try to be successful. So therefore, I remember, I just trained him, you know, tailed him. And after like 3 weeks, he could just go to work on his own. There was really a big milestone, like with this job, the second one. It was so easy. We went there, we told the boss even, yeah, he could travel independently. I think it's a plus. That's really a sort of an empowerment. You know, like you drive him here and send him there. It's forever, it's like, it's attached to mommy or to caregiver, etc. And I think I don't want him to feel that I'm less capable because all my other colleagues come on their own, go home on their own, you know, I have to rely on mommy. I don't think Alan would be happy because his desire to be independent, to be like on his own is very strong as well.
If I like to Apple Tower, most important of all, what I really enjoy is about Disney there in Paris.
Generally speaking, I am a positive person myself. I don't worry too much, you know, because it's really beyond, and I think don't dwell on what, you know, in future, because future is really unknown, right? So I said, hey, friends, let's just keep ourselves healthier, happier, so we can be there for them for more years. That's what I want, rather than to worry about too many things, you know, really it's out of our control. Yeah.
Be there for you.